sitting with dignity, allowing the body rest on the earth, noticing the movement of the breath, where the breath is happening in your body. Connecting with your inner space. Being intimate with your lower belly. The breath happening, moving your abdomen in and out. Notice the activity of your mind. If there is many thoughts going on, if you feel busyness too much or calmness, what this activity is, what is that is going on in our mind? What a thought is. Try to catch a single thought if you can. Is it possible to catch a thought? What happens when you bring your attention to the thought? Is it staying? It remains there? Or just disappears? And check if you can find the color of the thought or the shape of the thought. If it's something solid, fixed, or if it's just fluid coming from nowhere and going nowhere. Who creates the thought? Are you making it? Or it just comes without reason? What is that we call thought? And that has the power to move our hands? To act? To make decisions? To do things? what the thought is that has the power to bring us in a mood where we feel good or we feel bad. That is the fluidity of the thoughts, how they are moving, passing through. That is the transparency of the thoughts. How unstable they are. See if you can be aware of the thoughts that are going on right now without getting lost in their content, without having to follow the story. Just sitting here and noticing the thoughts passing by. And see if you can recognize the thought, if it's memory, past, or if it's thought about future. And check if you can put a name of the thought, saying to yourself, oh, this is past, This is memory. So what? Or this is future. This is planning. And notice if you can find the power to cut the story and come back to your lower belly. To your center. Which kind of thoughts are going on right now in your mind? And see if you can notice that every thought is bringing a feeling. Is waking up an emotion or a sensation in your body. This thought about the future brings you fear. Contraction. Or confidence. Openness. That memory brings you heaviness or sadness or joy. Just notice the thoughts that are going on right now and the feelings and emotions that they bring. And check if you have the power to disconnect, to cut the story. And see the thought as a thought. And even though the thought wants to say something, you still have the power to cut and to come back to your breath. Letting go the habit to having to follow the thought. See if you can find space between the thoughts going on and your lower belly. Check if it's possible to connect with your breath. And let go again and again the tendency of the thought to take you out of your center of home, of being yourself, of being happy, present. and still the thoughts coming and going. And again, the power of coming back to the breath. The power of the attention. The power of cutting through. When being sitting in your place. Notice how quick the thought appears. And how quick brings you to the suffering. Or to the happiness. Who is giving all this power to the thoughts? Is in your hands. In any way to stop giving the power to the thoughts. To change your life. Who gave the power to the thoughts to take you from suffering to happiness, from sadness to joy? Can you sit in this space where the thoughts have no power anymore? Can you sit in this space where the thoughts are not deciding your emotions, your decisions, your feelings? Can you sit in this space where the thoughts are just thoughts? Coming and going, without shape, without color, without content. Without life in themselves. Can you sit in this space, this quiet space, white space? And simply let the thoughts dance without having to follow them. Remember that you have the power to cut this story. And to sit in this quiet place. You have the power to live in this quiet place. You have the power to choose your life every moment.